the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one God beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, the God who knows the world, supreme guide of human beings to attain, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer of the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, the God who knows the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer of the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. To the founder, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the foe destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and in good conduct, the God of all the world, supreme God of human beings, teacher of gods and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, the endowed, transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the subduer of the Shakya clan, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. When, O Supreme amongst humans, you were born on this earth, you faced out seven strides, then said, I am supreme in this world. To you who are wise, then I prostrate. With pure bodies, form supremely pure, wisdom ocean like a golden mountain, fame and grace, three worlds, winner of the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. With supreme signs placed like spotless moon, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Dust free like you, the three worlds are not. Incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Savior having great compassion, the founder having all understanding, the field of mirrors with qualities like a vast ocean, to you, the God, that's thy God of God. The purity that frees from attachment, the virtue that frees one from the lower realms, the one path, the sublime reality, to the Dharma, the past past, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and who also show the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, who are devoted to the moral precepts, to you, the sublime community intending virtue, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the great Sangha, to all worthy of respect, bowing with bodies as many as all realms, atoms, in all aspects, with supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a mirage, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the foe of faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death. Thus did I hear at one time the Bhagavan was dwelling on massive Vultures Mountain in Rajgira, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also, at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra: Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Not other than form, form is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic. Unproduced, unceased, stainless, sins, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no consciousness. Eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on up to and including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extension of ignorance, and so on up to and including no aging and death, and no extension of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obstruction and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, surpassed mantra, the equal the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as the truth, since it is not false. Perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Taya ta gati gati para gati para samgati bodhi soha. Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Shatavadaputra, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Aryavalokiteshvara, those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandhavas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. I prostrate to the gathering of Dakinis in the three chakras who abide in the holy yoga of using space by your powers of clairvoyance and magical emanation. Look after practitioners like a mother her child. Akha samara tsashadara samare. Akasamara tsashadara samare pe teyata om gate gate para gate para samgati bodhisoha. By the teachings of the three supreme jewels possessing the power of the truth, may inner and outer hindrances be transformed. May they be dispelled. May they be pacified. May they be completely pacified. May all negative forces opposed to Dharma be completely pacified. May the host of 80,000 obstacles be pacified. May we be separated from problems and harmful conditions to Dharma. May all enjoyments be in accord with Dharma. May there be the auspiciousness and perfect happiness here right now.
So long. So please generate a motivation, just like the activities of the lineage gurus, how they motivate and how they set up the motivation by thinking, may I achieve state of full enlightenment, the state of full enlightenment, that is, you know, free of all the faults and have gained all the knowledge for the benefit of all sentient beings. You know, for that reason, I'm going to listen to this profound teachings of the Mahayana Dharma.
Hori da dini da sempre java da tambo chuse jute juye lama tsongkawa chenmu mara juye ngoram chenmu jugogo ngoram chenmu molam nana yon tenpa kona dharchin ruwa yi delo kanji tsawa yi chini yi sop yara jari jang matongwa nyatu chenmu tam chun zan jari juye sena mara songwa nana yon o juye da sanji go ten java go juye tenpa se juye tela jari tang juye Lopo
And so the teaching that you are about to hear is the teaching from Lama Tsongkhapa's the Lamrim. In the Lamrim, there is the part about the stages of the meditation. And so also like stories in the great stages of the tantric path, stages of the tantric tantric path. In that, you know, also it says, and also like in Arya, you know, Vasubandhu, you know, said that all the teachings of the Buddha are, you know, combined into the into the basket of the teachings of the scriptural teachings and the basket of the teachings of the realized teachings. The scriptural teachings and are the the three baskets of the teachings. You know, that are, those are the scriptural teachings, and the realized teachings are the three trainings, you know, that are the subject matter of the three baskets of the teachings. And so these are taught, you know, taught especially, you know, to eliminate, you know, all the sufferings, you know, of the sentient beings, from the continuum of the all sentient beings, and also, you know, to achieve the happiness, all sorts of happiness that are, you know, to be achieved.
And so
just like, you know, we discussed yesterday about the three baskets of the teachings, you know, so when we talk about the three baskets of the teachings, there is a three baskets of teachings, you know, from the Sutra teaching, and then there's three baskets of the teachings from the Tantra teachings. And in the in the Sutra, there is the teachings of the Hinayana and the Mahayana. And in Mahayana, there is the Mahayana teachings of the Sutra and the Mahayana teachings of the Tantra. And so, the teachings, you know, at this time is about the teaching on the three principal aspects of the path, and which is also the preparatory teaching, you know, for receiving the initiation on the Thousand Arm Chinresic. And so the Thousand Arm Chinresic initiation, you know, is the tantric, you know, practice, and the tantric or mantra. So in Sanskrit, there's a tantra or mantra. So mantra, when you say man actually, you know, actually means the mind, you know, of the person or the practitioner or yogi who is meditating on the deity. And tra actually means And so tra actually means, you know, to protect, you know, from the ordinary appearance, you know, the object, the ordinary, you know, to protect from the ordinary appearance, you know. So in short, the mantra actually means, you know, the mind that protects, you know, from the ordinary appearance.
Rangulungo yesum de Tapala, Yukasan, Tixamagan, over in Jirvashi, Jirvashi, Yuba, and do Tim Girti, Jagni Muguyo Dingi, Tindago Chani, Yer Tamarava, Noma, Don Shemba, Tilly Dopa, Tilly Chobe, Cherto, Tapala, Yukasan, Tixamagan, over Muashi, and by and do Choluch of Tantinayan.
And so, usually, you know, when we think of our body, speech, and mind, you know, the way it appears to us, you know, as like ordinary body, speech, and mind, and also we recognize it as a body, speech, and mind also, and when we're grasping or apprehending this body, speech, and mind of ours, we apprehend it as ordinary body, speech, and mind. But through meditating on the deity, meditating on the deity according to the four classes of the Tantra, you transform your body, speech, and mind into that of the deity. So your body, you know, becomes the body of the deity, and your speech, you know, becomes, you know, in the nature of the mantra, and the mind, you know, becomes the mind, you know, of the bliss and emptiness. And so and so all this, you know, all this transformation of, you know, transforming yourself, your ordinary appearance, into the appearance of the deity, in terms of all body, speech, and mind, you know, is done on the basis of meditating on emptiness. And so emptiness that is explained in the three principles as sort of path, the renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness. So through meditating on the emptiness, then you transform transform yourself, you know, from the state of emptiness, you transform yourself into the into the form of the deity, and so by meditating that on that again and again, eventually you can become that deity. You know, so when you become that deity, that's how you are protected, and so that's why it's called the mantra. And so that's how you are protected when you become the deity from all these sufferings and so forth.
Tumbanya tapa ishi ka rongzhen jenjin ngurji gom guwiyo wari. Perna laman chobi nangchu shenlap jiwa kamna ngu ishi la namba nangchu songwa. Pe ti nangzhen jiga ngu tumbanya tapa ishi ka rongzhen jenji yendingi. Namba ta titang di ki ngu wadang, songgu ngu wadang, tuji ngu wadang, mu guwa yendu. Wa jiga ta tenra ka goni jiga ta tapa layi ngu wadang jirwa chi yongu yodingi.
And so in all the four classes of Tantra, you know, when you generate yourself in the form of the deity, and you have to do that on the basis of meditating on emptiness or from the state of emptiness, then you you arise in the form of the deity. And so just like it is said in the Guru Puja, so when you in the Guru Puja, when we make the offering of the inner offering, when we bless the inner offering, and at that time you have to transform that substance, you know, that substance, you know, that substance you transform, you know, into the nature of the wisdom, you know, even though it has the aspect, you know, of the five meats and the five nectars.
Or 我就爱先记起来，我爱就原先呢，我在田里我不能够搞那么多，弄的就让这空格弄的，我在先记起个个工呢，你这几条线呢没得上，田里上回几次可让个找不回来了，然后呢，我在先记起个个工本事了，对，对先记起了，就那个，然后把几样把印度热点，我你找你济南东北人都不一些个人，就就就从个人就过个月啊，这的。
对，这个他们那边弄个让个吧，让个吧，就工作个人对，这个他光那光整个过了，娘娘娘娘娘有有做的，对，要不都个，怎么就来热的找不到那特点呢？蛮蛮多的呢，刚刚讲的吧，我在地里几个都计划的吧，等于说两个过了之后呢，也，那个在那了，光可惜呢，因为地里几个白人的，找不到那里没两对呢，热的特点呢，要通过门的，刚刚两个都有些。
我在地区，人家就我妈喜欢讲的，然后人家把那边人就有啊嘛的，那这个东北人特别一些个人家见过，人家那边吃的吧，本来他们跟人家种的吧，他要命的，人家就供过过的意思。我在地里吃嘛的，地上那些供的，地里他要那个就吃一碗的吧。我在广东讲供那样，他们那边农民当先把自己就人家把地里就买一把。
And so, so when we generate ourselves as the deity, or do the practice of the generating oneself as the deity, according to any of the four classes of the tantra, one has to generate as a deity, generate in the form of deity from the state of emptiness, through meditating on emptiness, and then from that from the state of that emptiness, then you. and appear as the deity, so that so the in nature it is the it's the wisdom realizing emptiness, but in aspect it is the aspect of that deity. So whatever aspect, whatever kind of deity that you are visualizing yourself as, the deity with the one face, two arm, or one face with four arm, or whatever kind of that deity, then you you visualize yourself arising in that form, in that aspect, and so. So there is a story that, if I tell you maybe the story, then maybe it will be easier to understand. Once there was a student of Nagarjuna who is known as Rabdhenpa.
Rachenpa.
So Rachenpa. And so he's the the student, disciple of the great master Nagarjuna. And also he has some realization already through studying and meditating. He already have some realization, and so he was meditating on the deity Yamantaka, Yamantaka also known as the butcher of the Lord of Death, and. So he was meditating in his cave, which happens to be a very small cave, and and so he went to. He had this strange kind of appearance or visions, strange and unlike other things. And so he went to check, with the, his master Nagarjuna, and so he told. And Nagarjuna asked him what practice you are doing. Then he told him, "Oh, I'm doing meditating on Yamantaka." Oh, so okay, then you have to do this way, this way, this way. So he gave him an instruction, to how to generate, himself as a deity and so forth. And so he went back and he tried to do his, meditation of visualizing himself as a deity. So he, he didn't do the part of, meditating on emptiness, but he just, visualized, himself as having, having the form of the Yamantaka with these, big horns on his, on his head. And so every time when he, he's meditated on that, and every time when he's walking out of the cave. And he feels like his horns get stuck on the door, and then also when he come in again, he gets stuck on the door. So he was having a hard time, And then so he went back, he went back, to Nagarjuna and told him that, I'm visualizing this and I'm having hard time, my horns are getting stuck on the way, and so Nagarjuna said, no, you have to meditate in this way. So he told him, how to meditate and form, you have to. Visualize. You have to meditate on emptiness, and from the state of emptiness, then you visualize, yourself having in the form of the Yamantaka with the horn and so forth, and so you should not, one should not when one is visualizing as the deity, one should not visualize, you know, as a ordinary, you know, the ordinary form, or you know, with the, like the like you know, like actual form, but rather, you know, should think that it is the mind, you know, it is the wisdom realizing emptiness mind that appears in the form of the deity, and that appears in the form of the horn. So in the aspect of the horn. So because in nature it is the wisdom realizing emptiness. It is the mind wisdom realizing emptiness. So but only in the aspect, you know, it is arising in the form of the horn. So because it is the empty, and because it is a mind realizing emptiness. So therefore, you know, the mind is it cannot be obstructed, right? So it's unobstructive. And so, so you know, whatever you go through, you know, it will just, you know, you can go through, you know, there will be no, you know, getting stuck and so forth. You know. So one should meditate on emptiness, you know, from that state of emptiness, then, you know, appear in the form of the deity.
ຈັງກຸລຍັງກົມນາຍັງຈັງກຸລເຕຍັງຈືງມະຊຸຍດາຈັງກຸລຊະນະໄຫຈັງກຸລຊະນະໄຫຢູ່ສາກັນຄົມບາຍັງກີວາດີນາຈັງກັນຄົມບາເຕຍັງຈືງມະຊຸຍທໍາລະບັນຄົມບາໂດດັງຈືງຊັນລະສະບຊຶດດີວ່າທໍລະກະດັງຈືງທໍຈົບດັງຕິນຈາຈືງຈືງລະດຶດດິງຕິນຈາມາຍັງບາຕົມບາຍິຕະໄຫຊິກະລອງຈັງຈັງຍັງບາຍັງດືຈືງມະຊຸຍມະຕຸຕິນຊໍມາລະຊິຣຍຸງຍີກັນຄົມບາຕະຊໍຊິດດີນໍສັດດິງ
And so it should be always, you know, the wisdom realizing emptiness mind, you know, that appearing in the form of the deity, you know, in the aspect, you know, in that aspect of the deity. So whichever deity, you know, each and whichever deity that one is, you know, meditating on, that is the aspect that one should take. But it should be the mind, you know, or the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness. So there should be that mind, you know, in nature, but in the aspect of that deity. And also same, you know, same with the mandala. So the actually mandala is the celestial mansion of the deity, you know, like the house of the deity. And so that should be also, you know, generated, you know, from the state of emptiness. It should be in nature. It should be the mind or the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness. You know, so that appears in the form of the celestial mansion or the mandala. And so it shouldn't be visualized as a ordinary house which is built, you know, built with, you know, like stones and bricks and so forth. It should be unobstructive, you know, just like, you know, the other just like other things that you visualize, you know, from the state of emptiness. And so nowadays, like, you see a house, you know, with a glass, you know, which, you know, which can be seen, the inside of which can be seen from outside, and outside of which, you know, outside of the house can be seen from the inside. So, you know, it's like and like kind of transparent, you know, so it can be seen each other, seen, you know, so it's, there's no obstructive obstruction, no obstructive things in between the walls and so forth. And And so, so just like the mandala, you visualize, you know, from the state of emptiness, so from the state of emptiness, you know, by nature it is the emptiness, is the wisdom lies in emptiness, but in the aspect of the celestial mention. And so, you know, same, you know, with the all the things, you know, all the environment, all the beings in the environment, you know, that you see, you know, should, you know, should be visualized, you know, from the state of emptiness. In that aspect, you know, in that aspect, but in nature is the wisdom realizing mind, and the wisdom realizing emptiness mind, and and so it should not be, you know, should not be seen as we see, you know, normally we see, but it should be seen and as seen with the mind realizing emptiness, you know, that appears in the form, you know, of the deity, and. And so it is the same, you know, with the ones in the body, speech, and mind when you transform into the form, in a form of the form of the deity. And so you visualize your mind in the form of the in the form of the deity. And so, you know, eventually, you know, through the blessing of that meditation or through the power of that meditation, then you can eventually become, you know, the deity, you know, and have the body and speech and mind of the deity. And so that is one of the reason why it says that, you know, that there is the common locus, you know, of the mind and the body, because it is this subtle this mind which appears in the form of the body, form, you know, in the form of the body. And so that mind, you know, actually, you know, said, you know, it's both body and mind, which means like the common locus of both, you know, body and mind.
sabsare nimi song yang guyu ding
And so, so by meditating in this way, you know, in the form of the deity, you know, in the pure vision of the deity, then you will be, you know, protected, you know, from the ordinary vision, ordinary appearance, you know, or the impure appearance, you know, or impure appearance. And so, in the lower, you know, class of tantras, there is this. There is a practice called like the profundity and then clarity, the profundity and clarity. So it's all, you know, it's referring to the object and the subject, object possessor or the subject. The object, subject or the object possessors, such as the five sense consciousnesses. So each of the five sense consciousnesses has its own object, objects like the sound, the form, sound, smell, and so forth, and so. So usually, you know, to the ordinary beings, you know, when you think about, when you see the form and hear the sound and so forth, it all appear in the ordinary, in the ordinary form. And so, and by meditating on, you know, by meditating on the deity, on the deity through the from by meditating on the deity, you know, generating the oneself as the deity from the state of emptiness, and seeing everything, you know, as a in the pure form, in the pure form of the deity. And so you can also, even those the ordinary appearance, you know, of this, you know, the sound, smell, the form, and so forth, you know, that can be appear, you know, as the pure form of the deity, of the, you know, the sound, smell, and so forth of the pure form of the deity. And and so so there's, you know, when you look at the object, you know, when you are perceiving the object or looking at the object, you know, there is a certain object and there is the appearing object. The certain object, you know, is ascertaining or like understanding the objects, you know, how you understand the object and how the object appears to you. You know, so the understanding the object, you know, as, you know, and as having the nature of emptiness, or have in the nature of nature of emptiness and appearing in that aspect, and so that is the profundity, and when you you know, when you see the thing as you know, as being empty, and that's the profundity. And when the thing appeared to you, you know, as in the pure form of the deity, then that is the clarity. You know, so when you talk about the profundity and the clarity, that's how it is. And so in this in the three lower, you know, class of the tantra, you know, there are this practice of the profundity and the clarity, And so the profundity is the emptiness, and the clarity is the conventional, you know, the things, you know, that appears to us, which is seen, you know, as empty of existing, you know, empty of existing from its own side. Although it appears, but it is empty of existing from its own side, or empty of existing inherently. And so, and so that's why it says, like in the Guru Puja, like. Although it appears in the sense objects, you know, the form, the sound, and so forth, when they appear, appears, you know, as in the conventional aspect, but has to, you know, see as being empty of inherence, you know, by nature. And so in the so that's in the lower class of tantra. In the highest yoga tantra, there isn't the practice of the profundity and clarity. Instead, it's called, you know, the void, bliss and void, or, you know, bliss and emptiness. And so in the highest yoga tantra, when one meditate on the extremely, you know, subtle wind. And so that one uses that, you know, to experience, you know, the feelings, like when, you know, among the feelings, you know, like the feeling of the pleasure, you know, you know, suffering and neutral. So when you have like pleasure, you know, feeling by seeing something beautiful, when you see something beautiful, you have that, you know, the pleasure of, you know, and the feeling of the pleasureness, and so. although that thing, you know, that thing which causes you to have that feeling that appears, you know, although it appears to you, one should see that, you know, that an object which everyone has, you know, as being empty of inherent and empty of inherent existence. And so that's what it means by, you know, the bliss and emptiness. So the bliss that coming from the object by seeing that object, you know, which appears, but you see is, you know, as empty of inherent existence. So that's what it meant by bliss and emptiness. And so, excuse me. And in the tantra, so that's how, you know, you in like the highest yoga tantra, you experience the bliss, and then you see that as empty of inherence. And so that's what the practice of the bliss and emptiness is. So just like there are five, you know, sense consciousnesses, there are five sense, you know, objects that is experienced, you know, by the five sense consciousnesses. And so the five sense object, you know, the object can be like the good object, bad object, or neutral object. So according to the object, you get the feeling. And so the feeling of happiness, you know, comes from, you know, seeing the good object. And so just like that, there are like the feeling of, you know, the happiness and, you know, of seeing all of these, you know, five sense objects, you know, through the, you know, the five sense, you know, five sense consciousness, consciousnesses, and and whether it's in like Abhidhamma Kosha or like in the, you know, you know, the mental factors. When we talk about the mental factors, the 51 mental factors, there are the group of mental factor, you know, known as the omnipresent mental factor, you know, which is, you know, all the time in association, you know, with the primary mind, you know, with the primary mind. So it's the primary mind, you know, is the mental consciousness, which is the primary mind. So these omnipresent mental factors are all the time in association, you know, with that with that primary mind. And so when the mind when sees, you know, or experiences the object, it, you know, it is, you know, through this, you know, primary, through this, you know, omnipresent mental factor that the primary mind experiences, you know, the primary mind experiences the experiences, you know, the bliss, and so forth. And so anyway, so when you see an object, that brings that bliss in your mind, and then although it appears to you, but you see that as empty. You know, so that's the appearing object, and the ascertained object, an appearing object. So the ascertained object, is seeing the object as empty of inherent existence, and then the appearing object, is the object, that appears to one. And so that is the general the explanation of the general explanation, and then the particular explanation of the teaching is from where we left yesterday. So we were discussing about the three principal aspects of the path, and we went through the first and the three principal aspects of the path, which is the renunciation, and then we went through the bodhicitta, and we stopped just at the beginning of the emptiness, the wisdom that lies in emptiness, and And so it's like it says in the text here, though you practice the renunciation and body mind without wisdom, the realization of voidness, you cannot cut the root of samsara. Therefore, strive to understand the dependent origination. And it says, one who sees the infallible cause and effect of all the phenomena in samsara and nirvana and destroys all false perceptions has entered the path that pleases the, you know, that pleases the Buddha. And so, so it is important now to, generate the wisdom, you know, realizing and wisdom realizing emptiness. And so, when you're talking about emptiness, you know, the emptiness, you know, the emptiness of all phenomena, you know, all the things that exist, every phenomena. So every phenomena, so that is the object, you know, of the object possessor. That is the object of the possessor is the basis of the emptiness. It's the base emptiness. So each one of these object or the phenomena has its own emptiness, you know, emptiness of its object. And so so there are. The objects, you know, there are also the object possessor, the object that is perceived, you know, by the mind. So the object possessor is the mind, you know, which perceives, you know, the object. And so to the ordinary appearance, like ourselves, when we see, you know, when our object possessor, you know, perceives this object, it perceives as an existing, existing from its own side, or, you know, existing as truly. Existing as truly, and so
And so
every phenomena is is empty of an inherent existence, or empty of existing from its own side, and so although and so like it says in the text here. The one who sees the infallible cause and effect, so that shows that everything, you know, all the compounded phenomena, and you know, all the compounded phenomena, you know, are dependent on the cause and condition, and so it is dependent arising, it's a dependent arising, so it has to depend on something else for it to exist, and on its cause and condition for it to exist. So therefore, it is not inherently existing or existing from its own side. But even the uncompounded phenomena, you know, and uncompounded phenomena, which do not have to depend on on the cause and condition for its existence, but it has to, you know, it has to depend, you know, on the subject, you know, that perceives, you know, perceive the object, object, the uncompounded object, and so it depends on something. So therefore, it is also, you know, dependent. And it says, like, of all the phenomena in samsara and nirvana, and distrust all the false, you know, perception, and so that, you know, the false perception of existing from its own side will be destroyed when we see that everything is interdependent, or everything, you know, depends on something, you know, for its existence. And and so the empty of inherent existence is according to the Savatantika Madhyamika's the view, and whatever the view that you are following, you know, if it's Pasangika Madhyamika, so if you are following the Savatantika Madhyamika, then it will be like empty of true existence. And then in the lower class, in lower schools, you know, like the empty of the, you know, selflessness, you know, the empty of, you know, self-sufficient and substantial existence, and so forth. And so (clears throat) And so if one understands that things are empty of existing from his own side and interdependent, and that's this way you understand the emptiness. And when you have understood that, then you have entered the path that pleases the Buddha. And so here, it gives the the subject or the basis of the emptiness, and here it says all the phenomena in samsara and nirvana. So that's that's the basis of the emptiness, and so on that you can meditate on the selflessness of the person or the selflessness of the phenomena and of all these objects, all these objects of the samsara and nirvana. So the mind which grasps the self of the phenomena and the self of the self of person, the mind grasping at the self of person and self of phenomena, is a mistaken, is a mistaken mind. And so, one has to, see the phenomena or the person as empty of the self existence, the empty of self existence, which is the selflessness of the phenomena, or selflessness of the person. And so, And so in his engaging in the middle way, Chandrakirti, said that every phenomena is combined or divided into two as a person and as a person and phenomena. So you strive to realize the emptiness or the selflessness of the person and the selflessness of the phenomena. So the difference of the selflessness of the person and selflessness of the phenomena is only the object, the object, the person and the phenomena. There is no difference in terms of the mind, realizing the selflessness of the object, of the phenomena, or selflessness of the person. So the selflessness of person, selflessness of phenomena are same in realizing the selflessness. The only difference is the object, either the person or the phenomena. And so among these two, the person and the phenomena, as the basis of realizing selflessness or emptiness, it is suggested to first strive on realizing the selflessness of the person.
Oh, Judah, didn't I invite you to Judah? jidi jo jida ya ji shu ji nam ju ji nam ju la mi ji jidi kong ga go choga ji dab dab go choga ji non du na ji om so ba ba ji de sarva dan ma so ba ba ji de ma ji sang su kur di ko ngo ji ya ka ji la ti ju go na ma shi ni tan ja na ma de so ba ma kong se na ngo ni yu di ni ka ji la ya ngo so ba ba ji go ma dang mi di ni ti na yang go yu a ri di ti ka zo Daddy, Mother Sir Jerona, Pokiko, Tombany de Jer, Tombang on the East and Ronya, Sidney, Hachigong or Chigu, you are. The Tindago Kavla, Tombany said, You did Tachi, Tony, Shuan, the Konzaka, Doka Tomba, the Chi, Doka Tomba, New Open, only so that Ronald Soso, Ronya, Lachi, Gugu, you are, and do Konzaka, Doka Tenny, or that you doctor, you and that man, I think, Winsor Gugu, you are, and do Konzaka, Doksiji. Ronya Tombanya, the Jerusa Duna, Ronya, and Nazi Jetty, Yon Tuji Chebert, Shiva Machi, you are, Tuji Chebert, Mashiva, Chesambachi, you are, and Dutin, you get Chebert on Jiguadi, Yangwana Matangava, and with Sashi to chant Marathon, you are, and Tuji Chebert, Mashiva, Penatuji Chebert, Shiva, and at the Rango Nasiji, Tonyanga Nasiji, Onyanga Nasiji, Natuji Chebert, Shiva, and Ding, Yon Tuji Chebert, Mashiva, Nasi Jetty. Chini, you that single word, Toma, Mibani, Tendrago, and Nadi, so you see what the man rooting it. Did you chepper the Jew and Nadi and Rogue meeting it? The only chepper and Chenko, you are chinching.
And so, in the practice of the in any of the four class of the Tantra, like when you are doing the sadhana. Of the deity, you always generate. Whenever you generate yourself as the deity, you generate from the state of emptiness, and so you meditate on emptiness first, and so that starts with always the mantra Om Sambhav Shuddha Saudham Sambhav Shuddha Hum, or there's another mantra. Also now some texts have both of them. There's some has only one, and Nashin that got
certain. Nashin. Did you chipper the mantra? Nashin did not chip them both.
So then what it means, the meaning of that mantra is, saying that everything becomes empty, from the state of emptiness, so from the state of emptiness, then you arise, in that form. So when you say the state from the state of emptiness, so what you are arising, is yourself. So the I is I'm the one who is arising. So I, is the I. So here, this is the selflessness of the person, the I. And so when you're talking about the I, there are two types of I in terms, the different, from the time in terms of the time, the one eye is today's eye. So there is the general I and the particular I. The general I is that the I that came from yesterday to today and come from today to tomorrow. That I keeps on going all the time, and it came from the beginningless time, and it goes all the way until one achieves state of full enlightenment. The other I, the particular I, is the I of that moment. And so every moment, the particular eye ceases. The earlier moment of the particular eye is no longer there. And the next moment, when there comes the following moment, then it's that moment of the eye is no longer there. So it ceases. It's the eye of only that time, an eye that come from from beginningless time and goes all the way until one achieve enlightenment.
Did you took a goni on Chebrangi? You are it, don't you goni on Chebrangi? You are in the Teranga, not paring, you are not the Teranga, not his honing and I go on you, you go and the Chebrangi go, you are the Tindago Goni Chebrangi go.
Teranga,
not the Nayans, honing and not the Nayan, not the Teranga,
Yes. And so there is a difference in terms of the word and in terms of the meaning also. When you say that today's I is I, you can say today's I is I, but you cannot say I is today's I. Yeah. So if I is today's I, then I can be tomorrow's I, and you know, yesterday's I, and so forth. And so therefore when I arise in the form of the deity, then the resultant deity that one is going to become. So you have to think that I am that deity, you know. So I am the, you have to think that I am, you have to have this strong assertion in saying that I am that deity. So when you say I am that deity, and then you shouldn't think of the I of this time. If you think I of this time is the deity, you know, that you're going to become in the future, then that is a mistaken mind. And so you have to think of the general I, the I that came from beginningless time, goes all the way to the enlightenment. That is the I who become the deity, not the particular I. So if you think the particular I is the I that become the deity, then that becomes a mistaken mind again. And so in all these four classes of the Tantra, when you generate yourself as the deity, you have to think, it is the general I, not the particular I of this moment, but the general I. if you have to think that the general I is the deity. And so you should have this divine pride of thinking the general I as the deity. So if you think like that, then there is no mistake. But if you think that particular I, or the eye of this time, is the eye that's going to become, and the eye that's going to become deity in the future, then that's then a mistaken mind. And so in the practice of the deity, you have the divine pride, the practice of the divine pride, and the clear appearance, the divine pride and the clear appearance. And so when you practice yourself to have this the divine pride of the deity, then it should be the general I that is arising in the form of the deity, because that I it's true that I is going to become that deity, or become enlightened. And so the I which came from the beginningless time of good all the way to the enlightenment, is the right eye, that becomes the deity. So if one thinks in that way, there will be no mistake.
Tenita, that Sonyan in Yaman is a Chilamarayan Gogumi, Chonazo Rongo, Nasigiti, ကျေတာကရစကိုမာမေယနာတာတင်တာရီရီရောက်နေတာဒါညယနာဆယနာမရာရှက်ကဘယနာဒုနငါစီဂျီဒီကောနန်ဒီကျေရရဘန်ခွန်ချွန်နန်ဒီဂီဇုဘီတေနန်ဒီဂိုဒီငါရီလဘတ်ဒီငါရီကျေစမ်တန်ငါရီတီချောတနေဆရယောကဘလာငါဒဒန်ဒနန်ဒုစေနေတာအင်ကျေညနာညေပလန်တီရှိဂူဂူယောစေနေရှူရှူရီအိုဒါတီနောင်ရင်ကတန်ငါစီဒီဂိုလာယောကျေချမယောကရစကို
So that's when we relate that with the tantra practice, but in this context of the emptiness emptiness, when we see the I as existing from its own side, we see the I appears to exist from its own side or exist inherently. So if it exists from its own side, just as it appears, then you should be able to find that I. And when you look or search for that I, you should be able to find that I. So once there was this teacher who was teaching emptiness to his students, and he told after teaching them about the emptiness, and then he told them to look for the I. To search for that, he says, for next 2-3 days there's going to be no teaching. So instead, you're going to be looking for the I for yourself, so you have to see where is this I, whether it's in the body, whether it's in the environment, on the environment, or in the forest, or in the on the mountains, or whether it is in your own body, on your head, on your hand, or where is the I. So look for I, and then come back and we're going to have a discussion on that. And so you tell me what do you think is the I, which one, where is the I. And so now we're going to discuss a little bit further on how to search for the I.
And
so you have to look for the I on the things that is not included in the continuum, on the things included in the continuum. So the things that are not included in the continuum are the external things, like the environment, the forest hill, and so forth. So the outside, outside of one's aggregate. And so the things included within the continuum are like the five aggregates, the aggregate of feeling, aggregate of form, aggregate of feeling, aggregate of discrimination, aggregate of compounded phenomena, and aggregate of the consciousness. And so among these five aggregates, first try to look for the I in this within these five aggregates. Where's that? Is it in the form aggregate, or is it in the feeling, in the aggregate of the feeling, or aggregate of discrimination, compositional factor, or in the consciousness? So where is the I? So we should search within these five aggregates. And so like when we say the five aggregates, it says my form or my feeling, my consciousness and so forth. When we say my, You know, when you say my, you know, it's just like, you know, it's apart from the I. So it is it my consciousness, or is it my form, or is it my feeling, the I, which is the I. So you can think, you know, for a little while about the I, and during the question answer, you can tell if you find the I. And so, you know, you have to, you know, try to search for that eye, and then, you know, if you can point it with your finger, and if you can, you know, try to see if you can point it with your finger and say, this is the eye. actually, you know, when you look for the eye and, you know, try to, you know, search for the eye, you will not find. So even though you cannot find it, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Even though you cannot find, it can still be exist. You know, it can still exist. So that's according to the view of the Prasangika Madhyamika. The lower schools, you know, below the Prasangika Madhyamika schools, like the Savatantika Madhyamika, Auchita Matrin, Savatantika, and Bhaveshika, they all say that if you cannot find and point, you know, then it doesn't exist. If you cannot find it, it cannot exist. You know. You cannot find it by searching. If you cannot find it by searching, then it doesn't exist. So therefore, according to their view, you know, everything has to be. You have to be able to, you know, point and say, this is it. So in according to those schools, you can point and say, this is the I. But in according to the Prasangika Madhyamika school, you cannot. But even though you cannot point and say, this is the I, but I can still exist. And so that is about the person or the, you know, the phenomena combined, you know, included within the continuum. And so for the things, you know, not included within the continuum, like for the phenomena, that's for the person. And for the phenomena, you can pick any kind of phenomena. Like, let's say, for example, a house. You know, when you look for the house, which is the house? Is it the end of the house is a house, or the beginning of the house is a house, or the door of the house is a house, or which part of the house is a house? You know, when you look for everywhere in the part of the house, so how do you find the house? You know, which is the house? So you can also, you know, search, you know, for search for the house or the things that is not included in the continuum in this way. And also same with your hand, you know, when you look for your hand, you know, just like the hand has five fingers, and also the toe, you know, the foot, you know, has the toes. And so when you look for the hand, which is the hand? Is it the little finger, the ring finger, the index finger, or the middle finger, or the thumb? Or which is the hand, or is the palm the hand? So, you know, you can also, you know, search in this way for hand.
Yeah, and the guys, chiga teso di kanga shik dingi, tra dingi, ti chiga thongwa ya na, ti chiga thongwa goni ya, nga tsa mita manzamba, nga yulu yotan thongwa ma yamba chiga yose wa ya na, tenra, tenra nchamo osi ji dingi wa yendu, tomba ngi wala tenra nchamo ngi wa tovka tomba nila sar ngi wa chongwa, chiga chongwa ya na, tena, chiga tu samji jeba tamji mara tu jiwa, Tujiago, Tunibuyanga, Lango, Tomatilla, Shibari, Senata, Senda Woodinetic Songs.
And so, you know, you can, you know, search, you know, for anything in this way, and like during the question answer, you know, if you have, if you found, you know, the, if you found, you know, found anything, or like I and so forth, then you can say about that. And says like and destroys all the false appear in false perceptions, you know, the false in a perception. So by realizing, you know, by realizing how, you know, the things are not, you know, not exist from its own side, or, you know, not existing inherently, you know, you realize, you know, you destroy, by realizing that, you destroy the false perception. And and so how, when you think about, you know, think of all these existing, then the Thomas.
And so
you, when you realize that it is, you know, not existing from its own side or inherently, you know, it exists, it has to depend on something for its existence. And so even though it cannot be found, but it still exists, you know, it exists by depending on something. And so when you realize that, that is the subtle, you know, the interdependent. So, you know, with the subtle interdependent, you know, you realize the emptiness. You know, so when you realize emptiness in this way, then you have entered into the path, you know, that pleases the Buddha. And so this way, you know, we discussed, you know, about the emptiness and how to find the correct view. And so the measure of having found the correct view, or measure or the criteria of having realized in the emptiness, like it says here in the text, and when these two realizations are simultaneous and concurrent, from the mere side of infallible dependent origination, comes certain knowledge that completely destroys all modes of mental grasping. At that time, the analysis of the profound view is complete. And so, so when you talk about the view, like the view, you know, of the view of the subject and the view of the object. So the view of the subject, you know, the view of the object, you know, is like the object being empty of self-existent or empty of inherent existence, and and the subject, you know, is the wisdom, or the mind, you know, or that sees the object as being empty of inherent existence. And so, what is the measure? You know, when you have completed the analysis of the view is when you see the thing. The object, like, you know, the object of the five sense consciousnesses, like the form, feeling, and so forth. When you see the form, that's the form that appears to you, you know, it should appear as a false, you know, as a false, you know, object, as a false, you know, like an illusion. It's a false illusion. When it appears like a false, like illusion, but, you know, you see that, you know, but you see that, you know, as empty of inherent existence. Although it appears, you know, the object appears as a false and illusion, and then you see that the object as empty of inherent existence.
Nawa kundu ji nawa di yang dongur chal mataba di niga jing gardari samne thangu de di na tri guma taba ni ba yin sin song ya.
And so when you see these two, the appearance, you know, the appearance as the conventional or like illusion, and then at the same time also see, you know, this, because of that, then you see the thing as empty of inherent existence. So when these two, the conventional truth and the ultimate truth, you know, the seeing as empty of inherent existence, you know, is the ultimate truth, and the seeing the object as a false or like an illusion, you know, is the conventional truth. So when these two come together, supplementing each other or supporting each other, you know, and, the seeing the thing as illusion helping you to understand it as empty of inherent existence, and seeing it as empty of inherent existence helping you to see it as an illusion. So when these two come together, as supporting each other, then you have seen the emptiness, or have completed the analysis of the view. And otherwise, if you haven't
Chicken jogging, chicken jog maguva, and you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, conduci no one, you nearly the tomba, nigi, the needing it, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga, niver, the noa conduci no one tea, you got chicken jogs, chicken chicharva, chicken, tonga,
And so otherwise, if you haven't realized, if you don't see these two, you know, the appearance and the assertion, assertion as one. So when you see the thing, you know, which appear as existing, which appears as illusion, you know, false, you know, false and like illusion, and when you know, and also you see that as empty of inherent existence. When you see these two and helping each other, and then when you see the thing as an empty of inherent existence, you see it as illusion. And when you see it's the false like illusion, you also see as empty of inherent existence automatically, so without having to make any effort. When you see that time you have completed, you know, the analysis of the view. Otherwise, you know, if you see these two as a separate, you know, two different, when you see the see it as an illusion, then you see as, you know, it's non-existent, non-existent. Then, you know, when you or when you see it as empty of inherent existence, and it, you know, if when you see it as empty of inherent existence, if you see it as like empty of existence, then, you know, that time, you know, you have, when you see these two as a different or separate, that at that time, you know, you have not realized the intent of the Buddha yet.
Rangul Homa the Zoma Bujila, Tonya got Tabu Kur Mambujigama, Trino, Kabzo, or you that do the Zoma Karizago, Jeba, Jimmy, Don Jetosi, Jinni, Obenanga, Tambu, Jimmy, the Tau Tambu Chava, and Guiwa, and Jimmy, the Tau Tambu Kama, Singi, the Jijin Sheriff Sangi, or that Jijin Sheriff Sangi, or you that Tombani Gakola, Tixamji, T Kabzo, Jizan Songava, Jambu, Tonya got Tava, the Zoma Kabzo. Then
And so there is a story, you know, related with this. Once Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, who was teaching about emptiness, you know, to, you know, several of his, you know, disciples. And as you have heard that there are like two classes of the two colleges of the Tantra in Tibet, like the Lower Tantric College and the Upper Tantric College. So that the Lower Tantric College is, you know, found by this great, you know, master called Jujin Sherab Senge, and he's, you know, from the Narthang. Narthang, you know, and so the person from the Narthang is called Narthangpa, you know, in Tibetan. And so, so he was, you know, meditating on emptiness. He studied emptiness, and he contemplated and meditated on emptiness. And so after some time, and you know, he found maybe he completed the analysis of the view, or he found emptiness. And so while he was meditating, you know, he felt like there was nothing there. And then he, you know, because he was meditating on emptiness, so he felt like there's nothing there. So he also thinks there's no I. You know, so when he was in thought there's no I, he got very scared, and he, you know, grabbed his collar, you know, of his shirt. And then later he thought, and then when he was able to hold to something, then he said, oh, no, there is the I. But there's, you know, he thought there's no I, but there is the I. So there is a conventional I. And there's the conventional I. There's no I exists from its own side, but there is a conventional I. And so later Lama Tsongkhapa said, he didn't say his name, Yudhen Sherpa Tsongkhapa, but he said Nartangpa, you know, the person from Nartang. He said, oh, Nartangpa found the I on his collar. And so, again, we're going to stop here for this morning. And if there are any questions, then we'll try to, you know, get some answers. So usually when you are meditating on the deity, like generating yourself as the deity, you know, like what you said earlier about, you know, the meditating on emptiness, and then from that state of emptiness, then you visualize the I, you know, appear in the form of the deity. So the I is not the particular I or the I of this time, but the I of, you know, the old time or the general I, the I that came from the past, you know, from the, you know, beginningless time all the way, you know, which goes all the way to the enlightenment. And so that I, and so you appear in the form, you know, in the form of the form of a deity. So whatever deity that you are visualizing, you know, appear in that form of the deity, and then you try to have that appearance. You know, you should always think that I am that deity. I am that deity. You know, so thinking that I am that deity, you know, is the divine pride, you know, of the deity. And so when you keep thinking that, then even when you are not meditating, you can think, you know, yourself as the deity, you know, because of, you know, being habituated, you know, with that, you know, thought, then that helps, you know, you to, you know, like actually achieve the state of that deity in the future. And so the clear appearance, you know, is whatever the deity you are visualizing, then you try to have, you know, same appearance as the deity. Like if the deity has, you know, one face, two arms, then you just visualize yourself as the deity with the one face, two arms. If there are many faces and many arms, then you try to visualize yourself as the deity with the many faces and many arms. and so also the same with the color, like if the color of the deity is white, you know, like red or blue or green or whatever the color, you try to, you know, assume that color as well. And so try to have that clear visualization of the deity, of yourself as the deity, you know, and that's what it's called, a clear appearance, you know, so trying to see exactly as the deity. So among these two, the divine pride and the clear appearance, divine pride is more important. And so the reason why the divine pride is more important, more important than the clear appearance, you know, is that, like when you know, among these two, the appearance and the grasping, you know, the grasping is more dominant. It is more important to overcome the grasping, you know, grasping at a thing as exists from its own side. And so, because of that, you know, the thinking that oneself is the deity, you know, rather than seeing oneself as a deity, you know, and the thinking oneself deity is more important. And so, like in the plays, you know, when you're doing, you know, performing a play, you know, of a king, you know, in the past, then you wear all the costume of that, you know, of that king, the clothes, the crown, and so forth. And then, you know, when you speak, then you have to think, when you are performing, you know, the role of that king, then you have to think that I am that king. And also when you speak, you have to, you know, you have to pretend speak like that king. You know, so that is important in the role, you know, when you're performing the play. And so, you know, talking like him or acting like him, behaving like him, you know, and, you know, showing off like him, you know, if you do that, then, you know, that's when you do that, you know, that come from thinking yourself, you know, as that king. You know, I am the king, so I have to talk in this way and so forth, that because of, you know, that, you know, pride of being the king. Yeah, other question? The particular I or the general I which experiences emptiness?
Yes.
Anyway, the answer is the general I. It's the general I who realizes the realizes the emptiness. But Rinpoche, mentioned more about the I. You know, so like when you think about the I. Yeah, so I, if you look, search for the I, you cannot find the I according to the Prasangika Madhyamika's view. Even though you cannot find it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, it exists, but there is a way of existing, and a way of it existing. But according to other schools, like Savatantika Madhyamika and below, they think that if you cannot point and say this is the I, then I doesn't exist. You know, so if for it to exist, you have to be able to find, you have to be able to point. You know. And so so some of the many of the lower schools, you know, they think that the consciousness, the I consciousness, the mental consciousness, you know, is the I. You know, they think that is the I. Of course, according to the Prasangika Madhyamika's view, that is not the I, because you cannot find the I. If you look for the I, you cannot find the I. Even though you cannot find it, it still exists. But it exists in a different ways. So, for example, like a person, you know, who gets a medal, you know, at age 51, you know, he says, I got a medal at, you know, I got a medal, you know. So even when he's like 60 years old or 65 years old, he will say, I got medal. He will not say, when I was 51, I got the medal. And I 51 got the medal. You will not say that, you know, that I got the medal. Yeah, so even though you got the medal at that time, you still say I got the medal. The general I. So the general I spreads in all the way. You know, the particular I would be just the I of the 51 years old, but the general I, you know, goes all the way until you achieve enlightenment. Yes, you can. So even though it is the particular I which realizes emptiness, you can still say I realize emptiness. So when you took bath this morning, and you say, I took bath, you know, this morning. So you say, are you going to take bath? And he says, no, I took bath already. I took bath already. And I took bath in the morning, so I don't have to take bath. You wouldn't say that.
Number ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཕྱི ཕྱི
And so like in India, maybe in the like a Hindu religion, they say that the eye is permanent. The reason why they say I is permanent is because they think the continuum of the consciousness is the I, and continuum because it continues all the time, therefore it doesn't, because it cannot die. Because it doesn't die, therefore it is permanent. So if you say the I, that is the I, and the I is permanent, then that's a mistake. And so, of course, you know, it is not permanent because it is changing moment by moment. And although it doesn't die, but it's changing moment by moment, and so therefore it is not permanent. So if you think the eye is permanent, then that is, you know, this would be like saying the eye is permanent, and that way it is wrong. And so if you say that is the eye, you know, if that is the eye, then the consciousness continues, right? So that continuum of the consciousness is the eye. Then in the past life, and you had been, you can, the person might have been like a horse or a donkey. And this life, the person, you know, becomes a human being. And then you have to say that human being is a donkey.
Tati yimba yendu chiwa ngama tata pangi nam shi ti chiwa shima mi nam shi su chiwa yendu ti nam shi ti ti karisako mi chiwa lengi ti nam shi ti ti nam shi yensi kari mi nam shi yensi kari tati tukdiwa.
And so now what are you going to say about that consciousness? You know, the consciousness in the past life, it was a donkey, and this life it is a human being. So is it the that consciousness, is it the consciousness of donkey or consciousness of human being? So if you say like that, then you know, when you were young, you had the consciousness, right? You know, consciousness of you, your consciousness when you were 10 years old. And so, are you that 10 years old? Because your consciousness is in the same continuum of that 10 years old. So you're 10 years old? So the consciousness of the 10 years old and consciousness of this, you know, like, you know, this time of your consciousness now and your 10 year old consciousness, are they same or different?
Colors.
So if they are different, then where are they? Is it in your heart, or is it in your head, or where is it? The consciousness of this time, where is it? So the consciousness of these two consciousness, the consciousness of now and the consciousness of when you are 10 years old, are they together at the same time? Are they together or are they in different place? Or?
They're in different time, not any particular
What about the place? Where are they? Are they in the same place? And same like the eye consciousness, the eye consciousness of the little, you know, like you're 10 years old. Was it, is it in your eye consciousness now, or where is it?
So
the consciousness, you know, eye consciousness, you know, is in the eye, right? In the eye organ? The eye, sorry. We're talking about this eye. The eye consciousness. The eye consciousness, you know, is in the eye organ, right? Yeah, it depends on the eye organ. So the eye consciousness of the 10 years old, is it in this eye or no? In this eye organ or no? The eye consciousness of the 10-year-old, you know, is in the, is not inside the eye organ of the of your eye organ now, right? And so what happened to that in the eye organ? The eye organ which, you know, possesses the eye consciousness of the 10-year-old, what did it become? Did it become big, or what did it change, or what happened to it? Yeah. An organ which holds. And what about the body of the 10-year-old? Is it together with this body or not? So if it changed, then it should be there, right? And so in your form aggregate, you have the form aggregate of the 10 years old, 15 years old, 30 years old, and so many form aggregates, right? You have many form aggregates in you? You get it? Mora, you're like this. Support Mambo, you're like this.
The one Mambo, the one Chilab, no, that you can tell me you are. Of course, I love to you, are you, or Chicken, you are.
So these many form aggregates, are they in one place, or are they spread, or are they all together at one place? In one big aggregate? Then you have to say, so that is a form aggregate of many years, right? So many form aggregate, and at the head of the form aggregate, you have to say there are many head in one head. Continue means, you know, that something continues, right?
Pambu ngabo riri la tukui wari, tetan drivayon yang kui wari, ti riri ni yang yinsi nan tukui wamari wan, drivayin na yang. Chi ngi ngu, ngi lapa, ngi kumba si jidang, wata tuzo chi chilan drivayu di wari.
Chitang ngi ngadir arimu
shi? Ri chitang ngadir.
Yes, it depends on the external, the things, you know, which are not included in the continuum. But like, you know, I, you know, also depends on the aggregates. So you said an aggregate, the five aggregates, like the form aggregate, you know, feeling, aggregate of feeling, and so forth. So you say my feeling, my form. You know, this is related like that, my consciousness. You know. It's related, but it's not that. And so, you know, when you were young, you went to college and you got degrees, right? So you got degree at that time, but you can still say, yeah, I got degree. Yeah. So this person of this time also can say, I got degree, I have degrees. So, like, you know, your body became bigger and bigger, right? This body, did it came together, you know, with the body, you know, when it came out of mother's womb, or it didn't come with that? It came with that?
Oh, sorry. No, it came from a
different source. Shendani,
no.
So the
mother who gave birth to the child, you know, so you who gave birth to you, your body of this time didn't come, you know, at that time, right? With the little baby, it didn't come with the little baby. So it came from somewhere else. So this body came from somewhere else, right? So not from the mother who gave birth to you. This body of yours now. Yeah. So not from that mother, right? That mother who gave birth to you. So you came from some other mother. Yeah, this body of yours now. Didn't come with the mother who gave birth to you as a baby, so it came with some other mother. So you have two mothers now. So now the body of this present time is not born from mother, right? And so indirectly is born from the mother. So if it was born indirectly, then it should be born, right, at the same time.
at the same time when you were born from your mother. The gonga da chadi ko dobre sha. Gonga ngola chole chadi ngola chole la dobre sha.
Da te na thama kare ri. Ja ja di ri gonga thama nam bu ri jadi thama nam.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Do you watch that teacher?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, you have a question? Alec? Yeah. If I is the river.
If, as an example, because it's hard to make an example.
Okay.
By analogy, I is the river, and the river cannot be stepped into twice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a correct view? If you can't step into the same river,
Tamora sina peshana sara mujhe ngadi peshana peshana ta ngadi tangbu imbai na ngadi chulong do tangbu tangbu do imbai na tene ngadi ta ngadi tangbu imbai na ta tangbu la tene ngadi thamani tang tangbu thama ji chin na thamani ba do mi thoya tene imbai na
very limited question
tene imbai na ti tene ka lo da re bes
tangbu di
ngadi pesha da mora ngadi tangbu imbai bes ni na tangbu da thama ji la do mi thoya
ทางจังบุตรนั่นแหละตั้งแต่ชุนนั่นแหละทางมาจิตุทางก็จุดมือถือแต่ในอินบายนะนั่นที่หลอกตาเลยเว้ยที่ตอนเรียนเราได้ยินว่าจังบุตรที่ได้จุดจังบุตรยิ่งไปห้องที่ชีวายนะจังบุตรนั่นแหละยังต้องยังต้องจุนยังยังดีกว่าจุดจุดจุดมาทำจุดมาทับดีมาทุ่งยังยังก็อยู่อะไรดียังถ้าจุดจังบุตรยิ่งไปยนะที่นั่นแหละยังต้องยังต้องจุดทั้งนี้ก็อยู่อะไร
So, yeah, it could be wrong view because you can get in there many times.
But not the same river. The river is continuing, so it's never, the water is never the same in the same place. It continues. So,
the Tangshu,
ก็ชูถาวรนะก็นำตัวคุณป้ามาแต่สัจจะที่นี่คุณป้าไปนะที่นี่ก็ชูเฉินได้จริงๆหรอชูยืนเฉินได้จริงๆหรอแต่ที่นี่จีกันเลยก็สัมบูจีก็สัมบูถาวรสัมบูถาวรรู้ว่าอย่างนี้อย่างที่สัมบัติสัมบูสัมบูดีสัมบารีที่นี่มาก็สัมบูดีสัมบารีมาต่อที่นี่มาสัมบูดีถาวรรู้ก็ไม่อะไรที่นี่มาก็สัมบูสัมบูอะไรอย่างนี้ดูจีก็ดูจีเฉยๆหรอสัมบูถาวรสัมบูจีอยู่นะอย่างที่สัมบูดีถาวรสัมบูถาวรที่เราเที่ยงมาตอนรู้มาทับอะไร
So, you walk on the bridge of the river. So, you cannot, is it like you cannot walk more than once on the bridge of the river?
If one enters the river and the river is flowing.
Yeah, but Rinpoche is asking a question.
Oh,
if
no.
There's a river, there's a bridge on the river, right?
No.
So, you cannot walk on the bridge more than once.
It's
is that
not the bridge.
No, Rinpoche is asking you.
No. Maybe I should stop.
No. Well, Rinpoche is saying that there is a bridge, okay? There is a bridge. No, he's saying there is a bridge.
There is a bridge?
Yeah, your question. Not your question. So now there's, on that river, you said, if the eye is the river, right?
Okay.
On that river, there is a bridge. Okay, there's a bridge. And is it that you cannot walk more than once on that bridge?
No, that is not it.
Maresa. Kumbha tamachi ko jamutwa maresa.
Somebody, thank you, Mata Jamutwa Mariwa.
Maresa. You can cross the bridge. You can walk on the bridge again and again, right?
Sure.
So the reason you said you cannot walk in the same river more than once is because it keeps moving, right?
Yes.
And so, and so you cannot have the then in the same way you cannot have the bridge, right? You say you cannot walk more than once on the same river,
in the same river.
And so there cannot be a bridge on the same river, right?
It's a different presentation.
So if you can walk on the same bridge again and again, why cannot you walk on the...
Because you're not walking in the water. You're walking over the water.
She just means that the river is always changing. Her expression, you can't walk, step in the same river twice.
No, Rinpoche is... Yeah.
It also means is because the water is always changing.
No, that's
different water.
Yep.
You call it the same river.
Yep. So that
we call it the eye, but it's always changing. We think it's the same, but it's always changing.
Rinpoche understood that, and he's giving the example of the bridge on that river which you cross, which you cannot cross more than once. So you cannot be walking on the same bridge again and again, right? But you see, you can walk.
Okay.
That's why Rinpoche said, how can you, if you can, why you cannot walk, why you cannot, get into the river more than once, if you can walk on the bridge again and again. Yeah, that's right. And so when you say you are generating as a deity, it's the I, right? The I am generating as a deity. So you have to meditate on the emptiness of the I. So the I is I exist by depending on something, right? So what is it dependent on? It's dependent on its basis. So the I is depending on the basis, right? So it is not exist from its own side, because it is it's existing by depending on its basis, and so that's what you have to meditate on first. Otherwise, you will not be able to have the divine, the pride of the deity. And so when you think of that I, the I as existing by depending on the on its basis or the aggregate, on its basis or the aggregate where it's imputed, then that is the I that that you eventually transform into the deity, the deity that you're going to achieve in the future. So otherwise, when you say the I, I of this time, I of this time, then that will not be there, that will be not there tomorrow, it will be not there, the next day, or not there when you gain enlightenment. So that cannot be the I, general I.
And so like her question, you know, when you talk about, when you think, you know, of the eye as a river, yeah, so you can cross the river of today, but you can cross the river, you know, many times, because there's a river all the time, but not the river of today. Tomorrow you cannot cross the river of today, but there is a river that you can cross all the time. Just like that, there is the eye, you know, that goes all the way to the enlightenment, but the today's eye cannot be there tomorrow. You cannot have that today's eye gaining enlightenment, because today's eyes will be, you know, ceased when there comes to tomorrow's eye. And so what Alex was thinking about the river, you know, as like just being able to cross and able to, like, you know, walk into it only once, and it's because next time when you walk in, it will be a different river that will be gone already. So just like there is an eye, if we talk about the general eye and the particular eye, so you can also say about the river, same, the particular river of that time, and then the general river. You can cross the general river many times, but not the particular river. And the same, you know, so you can apply that, you know, to other things as well, like to the mind also. So mind of that time and the general mind. Karma relate with it.
Because the matter, the physical external world, has its own continuum that we think of. We realize there's an interdependence between those two things. So there's more and more subtle things with the physical, external, conventionally speaking. Like, and then we also realize there's a dependent arising of karma. But as I trace, you know, all of my physical elements down to when my parents united, when did my karma and that consciousness become related? When is a good view of, to view when those things are connected?
The Quran is not the discern, but you know, the Pena Koran da kya ki lechi sa yara, mi kya la kya ki lechi sa yara. Ina tana Koran ta mi kya la ta mi sukun da kya guwara. Mi sukun kya ta mi sukun da kya la ta mi ama pama ta ningu guwara. Ta pama ni pa ningsam, pama ni kuda la ta Koran ningsam ja guwara. And tidi tene, so you mean how to, like when your consciousness enters into the, connects with your parents. When?
Yeah. If he breaks everything apart and there's nothing there and then he puts it all back together and he starts putting it back together, when does the karma and the consciousness get put back together after he's broken everything apart and there's nothing there?
Oh, you mean like in your meditation?
In meditation.
Or in actual life or in meditation?
Well, if I'm meditating about life, perhaps.
Okay, that's where I got confused. 다 코로나 때문에 또 빼는 검지 없던 거라. 검지 없던 거는 맞아. 막 정말 즉 파 즉 빼나 잘하다고 맞아. 때 치 잘하 어버리 때 맞아. 검지 없던 코로나 다 거 제대로 잡아 있나? 다시 파 거 즉 쉬고라 거 다 즉 레레지는 막 동부니 단 동부대 파 단 즉 직전에 다 총총총 단도네. 다 다 막 맞아. 가서 두텐다고 지금 레도라. 다 대 양 대양양 님도 두두두지 양 가서 미스나 다 가서 캄버스나 찍어야 돼. 그냥 불어 양 차고 오라. 안 되나 대체 와라. 되나 싶다 빼나 그런 게 남셔 되어라. 그런 게 남셔 돼. 그런 게 맞다. 그런 게 믿겨 렌즈 레사인자 되는 그런 남셔 되다. 밤에 그런 안 인삼자로 오라. 안테 그 그런 게 다디 다 검자도 있는데 검자네 그런 게 다디 야 다야 가서 또 막 총총 땅에 막 두른 봤어 두른에 야 두두두지냐 전부 땅 구워라. 근데 가도 되는 거란 게 아 거란 게 남시에다다 거란 게 파마니 구라데 레기 되어요 봐 하고 그랬어.
다 니근 되어요 봐지 아주 하고 그하고 니와요 말이지 옛날에 뭔가 파마니 그나데 그저급에서 지와라. 네 파당양 리벌리 요기니 마당양 리벌리 요기니 Tinda yobu teni ti kata tila si tabaji chanyang yuwari mato yang niga kwaan rongwa la shilan driva mena ti kata kana wa si tabka mesi ti niga dang driva yobu chi kuchi kapte dang kiwa chi kuchi ti mambu jintum kogu yuwari wa chi chi
Well, actually, when you talk about like your karma to be born as a child, you know, to somebody, then you have to have the relation, you know, karmic relation with that person. You know, with your mom, or with your mom and with your dad, you have to have, you know, connection with your mom and also with your dad. You have to have the karma to be born as the child, and you have to be, you have to conceive at the time, you know, when your consciousness has to conceive at the time when it is the right time, you know, when there is all the facilities, all the conditions, you know, external and internal conditions are together. So you have to have all these things connected, you know, for you to be able to, you know, conceive into, you know, into the egg and the sperm of your parents. Come together. Yeah. Did you do that? Some good arrangement,
or really?
That the Kazatama Yoba in a
or Yoba in a deal and which has under you. When I did number Tongi in a dead, then don't you congratulate you, Lamara, Kabaka Tongi Kijaji, you have charged on Tito Kayamatu, the Mambu or Samaran and Namkani Kuna Digu, the second. But that in regard to Tito and Konga, Chichil and Rivet in a web charged on Tito Konga, Driza and I think you can direct you with you.
So yeah, so if you don't have those and all those conditions together, then you cannot conceive. So it's just like, you know, when you're when the aeroplane is, you know, getting ready to land, you know, they have to communicate, you know, through the phone or through the phone, right? And then they have to talk, you know, so if there is a place, you know, for them to, you know, land or not. If there's nothing there, then they have to, like, you know, there's no space there. And if they are not ready to for them to land, then they have to go around, keep going around in the space. So just like that, your consciousness will keep going around until you have, you know, the right moment, you know, everything is right there, you know, for you to be able to conceive.
Okay. Dogu nam dojen la jubar Guru ranam indrana punriya daryamu
Can I have your attention for just for two announcements? For those who are leaving tonight after the teachings, you're most welcome to offer a kata or any other offerings you want to present to Rinpoche after the teachings. And also, if you leave after the teachings, and when Rinpoche leaves, don't do processions. It is said to be auspicious to meet Rinpoche in the future again if you don't do processions in the last session. And for those who are leaving, we wanted to ask you to bring back the cartoon boxes to the porch so that we can rearrange the gompa for those who are staying.
Can I just clarify? So if you're making kata, we do the ending prayers.
Yeah, we do the ending prayers. So we'll do the ending prayers with long mandala.
Long
mandala.
And
we'll
try and offer that long tongue kapa prayer.
And also we will do we will recite Rinpoche's long life prayer.
And then at that point, then if you want to make an offering, then get ready. Don't hold back because you have to kind of get in before Rinpoche gets off. So who's not shy? Who's leaving? Who wants to be the first person to lead everybody else? It's good to have someone. So is there someone who, because it really helps. Is there someone who's going to make an offering? Who's going to just okay, Jane? And then
great. Thank you.
Jane. So as soon as it's kind of finished, and it looks like Rinpoche might get up.
Priscilla wants to.
It's helpful, I think.
And one more question I have. Is there any doctor in our audience? Please see me. It's up to you. And also for tomorrow, we have a program in the morning. We will have Maitreya Puja in the afternoon at 2 p.m. And I need your help for setting up the offerings at 10 a.m., please.
1,000 offerings.
We won't be able to make 1,000 because we don't have 1,000 balls yet.
Yeah, what do we do with our sheets and so forth?
Yeah, can you please bring them down in the laundry room and then where the main bathroom is, main shower. Then we will do them there. And also we wanted to ask someone who is driving down next Saturday to Boston and could take Venerable Amy with them.
Saturday.
Next Saturday. No, going from here to Boston. If there's somebody, please let us know. It's the 13th. Yeah, just get in. Thank you.